This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi today. During the meeting, India and South Korea signed 4 MOUs in various fields, including cooperation in the fields of sports and cultural and creative industries. It also includes MOUs on establishment of Industrial Cooperation Committee and in the field of small and medium enterprises. The two countries exchanged a joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement between India and South Korea and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. Addressing a joint press briefing, Mr. Modi said, democratic values, market economy and respect for rule of law is in the DNA of both the countries. He added that both the countries share a common outlook with regard to the Indo-Pacific.
वैश्विक तनाव के इस दौर में भारत और कोरिया मिलकर शांति और स्थिरता का संदेश देते हैं हमें बहुत खुशी है कि आज कोरिया इंटरनेशनल सोलर अलायंस और इंडो पैसिफिक ओशंस इनिशिएटिव से जुड़ रहा है हम अपने साझा प्रयासों से एक पीसफुल प्रोग्रेसिव और इंक्लूसिव इंडो पैसिफिक के लिए योगदान देते रहेंगे हम इस बात पर भी सहमत है कि वैश्विक चुनौतियों के समाधान के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस में सुधार आवश्यक है
Mr. Modi highlighted that in the last 10 years, the relation between both the countries has been comprehensive and dynamic. He further stated that with the visit of President Lee, the trusted partnership between the two nations will convert into a futuristic partnership.
Friend, 8 वर्ष बाद कोरिया के राष्ट्रपति की यह भारत यात्रा अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है. Democratic values, market economy, और respect for rule of law. हम दोनों देशों के डीएनए में हैं इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में भी हमारा कॉमन आउटलुक है इन सब के आधार पर पिछले एक दशक में हमारे संबंध अधिक गतिशील और व्यापक हुए हैं और आज प्रेसिडेंट ली की यात्रा से हम इस ट्रस्टेड पार्टनरशिप को फ्यूचरिस्टिक पार्टनरशिप में ट्रांसफॉर्म करने जा रहे हैं
President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung said India has emerged as a leader in the global south. He added that both nations will expand cooperation in defense, AI and shipbuilding. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the country's first greenfield integrated refinery cum petrochemical complex at Pachpadra in Balotra, Rajasthan tomorrow. The 9 million metric tons per annum refinery cum petrochemical complex has been established at an investment of over 79 crore rupees. The landmark project represents a significant milestone in the country's energy and petrochemical sector. In Jammu and Kashmir, 15 people were killed and several others injured after a bus met with an accident in Udhampur district. Officials said the incident occurred near Jalo village on the Rajnagar-Udhampur road. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the bus accident in Udhampur district. In a social media post, they prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, which would be given to the next of kin of each of those who lost their lives in the tragic mishap. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will face Mumbai Indians at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Punjab Kings secured a 54-run win over Lucknow Super Giants in Chandigarh. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over East and West Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbh, Chhattisgarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department has also predicted hot and humid weather conditions over Gangetic West Bengal, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Kerala and Mahe for the next 2 to 3 days. Iran has denied agreeing to a second round of peace talks with the United States. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson said the government has no plans regarding a new round of talks after the United States seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. And with that, we end this news bulletin.